Welcome to Kindness in Action, the podcast where our host, first grader Kate Royer, shines a light on everyday heroes transforming lives through their passion for giving back. Join us as we explore inspiring stories of service, compassion, and the powerful impact of volunteering. Let's celebrate the kindness shaping our world, one story at a time.
Hello, and welcome to Kindness in Action. My name is Kate, and I am interviewing guests about their volunteering. Today's guest is Mayor Stephanie Terry. Thank you for joining us, Mayor Terry.
Thank you, Kate, for having me on your show.
Can you tell us about your volunteering?
Sure, absolutely can. I love volunteering because it really gives me a chance to meet people and to help make our city a better place. One of my favorite volunteer experiences really has been as a mentor with the YWCA. I have been a mentor for a number of years, and just recently I was able to see one of my students graduate, which is one of my memorable experiences. And we'll talk about that, I'm sure, a little bit more. But I love volunteering again because I get a chance to make a difference.
What inspired you to get involved with your volunteer work?
I think what inspired me the most into getting into volunteering was watching my parents serve others in the church when I was growing up. I also was inspired really a lot by individuals that I worked with through my sorority, Delta Sigma Theta sorority. And it just really kind of, you know, made me be more interested in doing more for others in our community.
What's your favorite part of volunteering there?
Well, my favorite part of volunteering is knowing that when I get done volunteering, that I've made a difference and that I've had an opportunity to work alongside other people that are like-minded, that have the same interest, and that, again, want to do what's best to continue to make our city a better place to live and to support those that are most in need.
How has volunteering changed your perspective?
Say, it's made me realize that, you know, every single person has, you know, the power to really make a difference. And sometimes we think we have to do these big elaborate tasks or things, but it's the smallest acts, like paying it forward. I, you know, paid for coffee at the donut bank the other day, or donating a coat or gloves during the winter season, or just being kind and being friendly. And I think those things can really change someone's day. And so volunteering has really helped, you know, mold and help change my perspective on the value of volunteering and the difference it can make.
Do you have a memorable story from your volunteering experiences?
Yes, I do. And I think I kind of shared this a little bit earlier, but I've been a mentor with the YWCA for a number of years. And so my young mentee, I started with her in middle school, and we've grown together. And just last year, she graduated from high school. And so it was really a special moment for me to see her walk across the stage. And now she's in college. And it's, you know, the connections that we were able to share monthly through lunch conversations and days at the movies, I think it really meant a lot to me and to her. To help support her. And that was a volunteer effort. It's a great program at the YWCA, but really is focused on developing young girls. And I consider that a big part of my life and something that I'm passionate about.
What advice would you give someone that was thinking about volunteering?
Do it. I think more than anything, you don't have to do something big, something even small, you know, whether that's helping a neighbor carry their groceries, picking up trash at your school, or donated a book you've already read to somebody. And volunteering can be fun, especially when you do it with others. I love going out with my sorority sisters and others to volunteer together, you know, here at the city. One of the exciting projects that we have is called Block by Block. It's a cleanup, citywide cleanup initiative. And we have, you know, groups of individuals, churches and nonprofit organizations come together, and they volunteer their time, again, to help clean up and beautify our city. And so it's great to volunteer with other folks. And those are the moments that are really special.
It's funny because one of my people that I've interviewed had the exact same answer. Thank you for talking with me. May I ask you some bonus questions?
Absolutely.
How long have you been the mayor?
So I have been mayor for 14 months. I started January 1 of 2024. And I'll tell you, it's been an amazing experience so far. Every day is different. But more than anything, I love meeting new people and helping to solve problems and addressing our community issues, as well as continue to see how we can continue to grow our city and make it a special place for everyone.
What's it like being the mayor?
Well, it is very busy. I'll tell you, even today, this is my third speech or presentation, and I have one more to go today, but it's very busy. but also very rewarding. One minute I could be meeting with students, and the next I could be planning a new park or making a tough decision about, a road that may have been caved in, due to sewer problems. So there are many massive issues that our city faces, from a lack of housing to mental health and other issues. But I always remember that my job is to help and make our city a better place for everyone, including children like you. And so it's great. It's really rewarding. I wake up every day eager to start the work that I've been elected to do for the residents of the city of Evansville.
I really love the Children's Museum. Can you tell us about your time there?
I sure can. I was at the Children's Museum as their executive director for 13 years. And I told you it was a complete joy. I love it probably just as much as you do because it really provided a space for children to learn and to have fun at the same time. I was a part of, helping put in new exhibits and design new exhibits as well as create programming, educational and stuff that was fun. Like our Happy Noon Year's party every year. It's, where we drop the ball at noon on the last day of the year. It's the biggest party of the year for children in our city. And so it was an exciting time to lead that organization. And I really think it's an invaluable asset in terms of quality and cultural and arts amenities that we have to offer in our city. And I just count it a privilege to be a part of that. That helped really shape the leader that I am today, and I'm grateful for my experiences there.
Thank you for doing this with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you having me on the show.
Thank you for tuning into Kindness in Action. We hope these stories inspire you to make a difference in your own way. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone who needs a little extra kindness in their day. Until next time, remember, small acts of kindness can create big waves of change. See you soon.